We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Jason Smith, who is the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce president, and talking about a variety of things. Let's talk about, let's get into ribbon cuttings here. People always love hearing about that.
Yeah. So we've had several, and, I think we mentioned when I was here in September, October, how busy ribbon cuttings were, and it was like this huge pent-up demand for ribbon cuttings. We've gotten back to sort of our normal ribbon cutting schedule, but we've had three, I guess, since the last time I've been here. One was Los Tres Amigos, because it uses the number three, so I have to sometimes have to think about in my head how we pronounce that. It's a little grocery in Aggieville, and got a chance to meet those folks, and of course we were seeing a lot more minority ownership in Manhattan, and in fact, that's an opportunity to bring up a point. In the next month, we will be releasing our, which we've talked before about, our minority business directory, and we're real excited about that. And they will also be the same family will be having a ribbon cutting at their restaurant, which is Los Mariachis, and that is at 1102 Laramie, and that will be on December 27th at 3 p.m. So that's a great, I think it's a great opportunity, and I enjoy going in and visiting with those folks, and they were very excited to be going into business, and so we need to get out and support those folks. We had a duo ribbon cutting on December 2nd at Therapy and Brothers Coffee, and so it's a couple of staples, I think, and a lot of people visit, and of course Brothers has been around a while. Therapy is relatively new. We've had her on our podcast, and she's got a great story, and so we were glad to go out and help them celebrate. And then December 10th, which was last Friday, one of my favorite ribbon cuttings at Goolsby's, and I don't know if anybody's been in Goolsby's, but it's a really unique concept with simulators that you can play golf. But there's also other things. They have shooting games on the simulator. They have darts on the simulator. They have, you can kick a football, see if you can kick a field goal. And then they have the 10-pin lane, so the miniature bowling lanes that uses a small ball and the 10 pins, and pretty cool deal. And then they have a beer wall. So if anybody that likes beer, they have all kinds of craft beers. And you get a card. You don't even need wait staff. You get a card. You go over to the beer wall and put your card on there, and it asks you how many ounces. Then you start pouring, and it charges you based on how many ounces you pour.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty high tech, but we had a chance to celebrate with their ownership, and of course, he's a former K-State football player, and we enjoyed being out there, and they had a big crowd for that. And that's at 1212 Bluemont, which is part of the Bluemont Hotel. You can either enter through the Bluemont Hotel, or you can enter through the parking garage. I think they have a front door as well. So,
cool.
So definitely get a chance. If you get a chance, get out and check that out. It's a unique concept and new to Manhattan. Then the last ribbon cutting we have scheduled is the 17th. This is one I think a lot of people are excited about, but Dobro, which is a food truck, is going to have their own storefront, and that is at 307 South Seth Child, and that ribbon cutting is the 17th at 4 p.m. So always fun to get out and help people celebrate their openings or their expansions in some cases, and we have several really fun ones coming up.
We have so many unique businesses here in town, and it's neat to see some of these concepts that come into play, because it makes Manhattan, we've talked about this in the past, the viable community that it is.
Yeah, people identify a community a lot of times based on their unique things, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody has a Walmart, and Walmart's good. Everybody has, you have the businesses everybody has. So when you think about a community, you think about, I went to this restaurant. It's usually a locally owned restaurant, or at least in a small number of locations. We've talked about this a lot over the last few weeks, as we've been out and about at various commercial real estate conferences and opportunities to meet with some of the executives there. There's a shift in how things are going in the commercial real estate space, and I think we all know this. But retail is challenged, and and particularly bricks and mortar retail. And I was talking to an individual and who was describing a chain, and that their average sales per square foot had dropped from, you know, $700-$800 per square foot to $300-$400 per square foot. So retailers will be looking at that and saying, okay, how do we shrink our footprint? Because obviously, that's just not going to be a way that you can continue to go forward. And so what you see, and this is not, I'm not breaking any news here, but just something to kind of connect the dots, is you see retailers shrinking their showrooms and shrinking the amount of inventory they have. But they're increasing either their own warehousing capacity, or they're forcing the manufacturers to increase their warehousing capacity. And that's what we're seeing a lot of opportunities. So we're seeing a lot of shrinking of sort of the box retailers, and how can we do this in a smaller space, or how can we leverage our space that we have better, or certainly not expanding in the way they have in the past. But what that does create, in my opinion, is the opportunity for the small, unique mom and pop retailer to come back. And because if it's more difficult to go to the tried and true, whoever that is, and find a product that you're looking for, because, you know, they say, well, we don't have any in stock, but you have to order it or whatever. I mean, that really gives the opportunity for the locally owned specialty store to kind of fill in those voids where there's gaps. And we are in, I think Manhattan is in a great position with all the funds we spent redeveloping downtown, with all the funds that we're working on right now to redevelop Aggieville, with all the things that are going on West Loop and other places in the community. I think we're positioned well to see those kind of activities take place. And we're advocating, of course, you know, we've had Sarah Siders in here with Spark, and we have invested a lot of money in trying to enhance the entrepreneurial ecosystem in this community. And I think a lot of people think of that and go, well, you know, that's an IT company, or that. No, we want to see lifestyle companies and mom and pop companies and more therapies, right? I mean, we need more of those kind of things in Manhattan, because we think that makes the community more attractive to visit, more attractive to live, and ultimately will help attract more jobs to this community and make it a better quality of life for all of us. So even though I know we hear retail Armageddon, I think that those kind of things, everything that's bad usually presents opportunities for something new. And I think there really is an opportunity for people who have a good idea, understand business concepts, have a good work ethic, a good business plan. And as a reminder, we help fund the Small Business Development Center office in Manhattan, and they will help you do your business plan for free. I mean, they will work with you on all the things you need to know and everything that you need to have put together, so you can go to a bank or you can go to an investor or somebody to try to get funding. So we're trying to provide all the opportunities that we can to help Manhattan regional residents decide, hey, you know what, I'm tired of this or that, and I've always wanted to, this is an idea I've always had, I think it's going to work. I say now's the time to look into it, and don't just go in with your eyes closed and not planning, but there are plenty of resources out there. You can start with our office and we'll direct you to those places, but there's plenty of resources out there that if you've ever thought about it and you feel like you have the financial wherewithal to go about it, to start your own business and become a member of the Manhattan business community.
I think we're going to probably see a little bit more of that, because I've been hearing more and more nationally that there are a lot of people quitting their jobs and they're going to business for themselves. And the pandemic has kind of brought that upon for people who have the means to do so.
Yeah, let's put retail aside for a minute. Even, business, you're in business. Like we had a person who worked for us and we loved and did a great job. And her husband got a job with Microsoft, and they told him he could work wherever he wanted to work. And so he and they decided they were going to buy an RV and they were just going to travel around the country and work from the RV. And, you know, obviously Chamber is a present organization, and so we didn't have the opportunity to tell her she could work for us remotely. We have to have people. We have events. We have things that happen, and we need people there. And so that was obviously very sad for us. But she's hung out her own shingle, and she's marketing her services and doing it on a contractual basis. So there's somebody that decided, hey, I've got this opportunity. I'm just going to do my own thing. And so, you know, we're very happy for them that they're going to get to do something that they're very passionate about. And I think, like you said, I think the pandemic, anytime there's big changes, that also means there are big opportunities. And so think about what you might have always wanted to do, and now might be the time to look into it and see if it's possible.
Yeah. You know, and another thing, I might just give a shout out to all the people who work in the restaurants here in Manhattan. I know yesterday they were probably challenged with all the power outages, but, you know, I had a power outage in my house. We had to order food. We couldn't cook. So you just got to make sure, you know, have some patience because they are stretched right now. And tip them when you can. I mean, obviously big tips are always good.
Yeah, I tip. And I always make sure that wherever I am, I thank them for being there because obviously there are a lot of people who have chosen not to work and that's their choice. But I certainly appreciate folks in all the walks of our lives that we deal with who get up every morning and go to work and are there when we need them. So, especially in the food service industry because that is high stress, I'm sure. I've not ever had the chance to do that, but high stress and people aren't always the nicest. And so, yeah, I think that's a good reminder. Be nice to your folks because they are working. They're doing their best.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more in focus in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.